Bienvenidos to the 50-50 A Spanglish Podcast. This is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
In this episode, we are talking about the importance of recycling. We are pro-green people, aren't we?
Yeah.
We've saved a few turtles here and there.
I think so.
We would make Michael Scott proud on the whole turtle saving things that we've done.
Cool.
We're going to talk about how we've learned, you know, how to recycle, what is the difference between recycling and repurposing, and how Jessica even makes her own compost. All this and more.
Coming up.
Una vez más, everybody, bienvenidos to the 50-50 A Spanglish Podcast, donde somos de aquí y somos de allá. This is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
Y para recordarles todos, this episode is indeed brought to you by the 50-50 Media. Hey, that's us. Hi. Say hi to everybody who's listening.
Hola.
Now, the 50-50 Media, what we do is we help businesses create content. So we strongly believe that if you have a business, you have an audience. Allow us to help you grow, connect, and engage with your audience with content, whether it's starting a podcast, whether it's, you know, commercial video or commercial photos. We are here to help, so feel free to reach out to us at the5050.com, the5050.com. And I cannot forget, if you are a nonprofit organization, let us know that you listen to our podcast and we'll give you a 15% discount. Así que go over to the5050.com to check out our media services. That was pretty good. I was like,
you were surprised at yourself.
I was like, yes, it was kind of commercially, you know? All right. Now, en este episodio, les queremos recordar a las personas algo muy importante. Tomorrow, o sea, hoy, si están escuchando este podcast, es porque hoy is tomorrow, y tomorrow is hoy. It is Earth Day.
It's Earth Day.
It's Earth Day, people. Take care of this Earth.
D, did you hear that, D?
D, don't forget that today is Earth Day. Es muy importante, because for as far as I know, this is the only Earth we got.
Sure.
I know Elon Musk is working really hard on making Mars happen, but we're not ready there. No estamos listos para eso todavía.
It's not very green up there.
No, I know. Pero I'm pretty sure you'll take like a farmer or two to like make it happen. Pero de aquí entonces, we got to take care of what we got. And it's this Earth. This one Earth is all we have so far. Así que mañana, acuérdense de eso. And it's funny because we're kind of coinciding with talking about this episode. And we kind of forgot that it was Earth Day tomorrow. And now we're talking about recycling, particularly.
Today is Earth Day.
Today is Earth Day.
The day the episode goes live. And if you lag it tomorrow and post it on Friday, dear God.
No, I'm going to post this on Thursday.
Okay.
So if you're listening to this on a Thursday.
He's going to post it at 11:59.
If Jesse posts this on a Thursday, if you're listening to this on a Thursday, that means that Jesse was able to get his act together. Así que that's what we're hoping for, at least. I've been pretty consistent lately. I've been okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we wanted to talk about recycling because I think that you and I, babe, we're earth conscious people. Right? Wouldn't you agree?
I agree. We were celebrating, I think, our 5th year anniversary when we got solar panels.
Oh, that's right.
Creo que sí, ¿verdad?
Obviously, I know I had them. It's not like I forgot I had solar panels, but I forgot when we did them.
Yeah, it was like October 20th, our anniversary, 5 years or six. But it was kind of random porque ese día, it was a day that you scheduled our solar panels to go up. So we've had panels for a while.
Yeah.
I would say in our neighborhood, we were probably one of the first homes.
We definitely were one of the first. Now, to be fair, I was selling solar panels, so I was pretty. I feel like if I'm selling it, but I don't have the product, then how can I sell it?
Why did you believe in solar?
Well, because the science is there. Like the idea of harnessing the energy from the sun sounded amazing. So, you know.
Y si nos ahorramos, okay?
Guys? Oh, absolutely. We've saved a lot of money that first year alone, and now we've returned our investment ever since. And it's funny because la gente siempre pregunta, well, does it work? No, just, you know, every airport, parking lot, Walmart is putting it up there. But nah, it doesn't work. Come on, man. Mm-hmm. Like every school has one, every airport has one, every
especially
Walmart
here in
has
Arizona.
One.
Like we have sun galore.
See, dude, okay,
so it works. Quepa mucho.
And people are still wondering, does it work? Yes, it does work.
If you want a solar company, hit up our friend Isaiah Wong.
Mm-hmm. Freedom Forever Solar. So yeah, he's definitely the guy to go to when it comes to that. Now, not only have we been like pro green when it comes to solar, but you know, you and I, we're the type of people that like take our time to sort out the recyclables, you know. No one's asked us. We kind of like Michael Scott, like how he's like recycling in the office. And then Pam's like, no one's ever asked you to do this. And he's like, I've been doing this for 8 years. What are you talking about?
So I get like all honesty. Mm. I feel kind of weird when I would go over someone's house and I would be like, where do I put the cans, you know, or where do I put the bottles? And it's like, oh, we don't recycle. And like.
¿Cómo va a ser?
Like, mira, si no tuviéramos, like...
Insert, like, super recycle. Dramatic telenovela, ¿no? Like, es que no reciclamos.
Mira, our town didn't have recycling.
Right. Yeah, no teníamos.
For, like, since I was a little girl, I don't remember us ever having. No. You know, it was something that we would see in California when we would go visit our cousins.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Sí, entonces, sí. Pero cuando we got them, I was like, cool, you know, ya estaba casada, creo.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was like a moment. Uh-huh. And I got real, I mean, I still recycle, pero sí como like no tenemos como la excusa because it's there.
O sea, no fuimos como pero, la otra raza que dijeron, wow, two trash cans.
Ándale. Pero pues to each their own, yo sé que pues a veces,
no,
you
I'm
know,
shaming them.
No se puede, I don't know. But it's like, it's there, you know, it's just like, at least minimum are people who use water bottles. I know that there's a need and a time for a water bottle,
and
but I'm just like,
in Oregon they have three.
Yeah,
it's the trash, the recycled products, uh-huh, and then the compost stuff.
Yeah,
that one was difficult, man. Well, I'm so glad that when I first got introduced to that, we had Linda with us, because Linda was,
oh
like,
oh my gosh, Linda's on all the level.
Linda's pro at Linda, this, bro.
Yes.
But we try. We get some kudos here.
Yeah, I mean, I got metal straws. Now I got glass straws, yeah, because I'm trying to keep it clean.
So, you know, we've been the type of people that always wants to kind of monitor our carbon footprint. I mean, I love when Chipotle comenzó a ponerte in their receipt, like, your carbon footprint for ordering your food. Uh-huh. And it makes me feel good about myself. Así como que, like, yes, sí me comí un burrito, pero a la misma vez, like, no hice polu mucho by ordering Chipotle. So for that reason,
¿por qué? No sabía esto.
Sí, dude, ahí te lo ponen todo en el receipt. Acuérdate que te lo dije. I was like, oh,
obviamente no me acuerdo si te estoy preguntando.
I was super proud of it. I was like, oh, heck yeah. Like,
ay,
yeah.
Jesse, sometimes I block you out.
Ya sé que me cobraron like muchísimo por el guacamole. Like, lo entiendo. Ya sé que
nos... But you know what? It's not crap guac.
It's not.
Está bueno.
Está bueno.
It's not. Está mejor que la taquería que está aquí en Soma, que son puros mexicanos y te dan... It's my favorite taco spot, but the guacamole is weak.
It is weak, dude.
It's not even guacamole.
It's aguamole. And I bet you it's not even the real aguacates. They probably do it with like tomatillo and they just make it like green. Y nomás le dicen, le echan tomatillo y calabazas y dicen, oh,
you would know.
I don't know, man.
No, it's aguacate. It's like 5% aguacate, 95%.
It's like the agua. It's like the Sunny D of guacamole.
Ándale. But the tacos are good. That's why we go back.
Sí,
but anyways, Chipotle doesn't skip out on the guacamole. It's good, and they don't. They give you like a good portion, I feel.
Well, and see, aparte de todo eso.
Wow, I didn't know this was going to turn into a guacamole rant.
I know.
Sorry.
But aparte de todo eso, now they kind of break down what your carbon footprint is like when you purchase a meal with them. And it's like, oh, we've done this, we've done this, we've done this. So therefore.
To cut it? To cut the carbon footprint?
Exactly.
Like, okay, like, yo sé que maybe we're going to cut this out, but what is carbon footprint?
How much?
I hear it and I'm like, cool. I know it's bad.
How much did you pollute, essentially?
Okay.
O sea, like by buying Chipotle, they have done above and beyond measures to pollute less. Mm-hmm. Therefore, your mm-hmm. purchase is helping them run a business.
I was thinking about Chipotle
that pollutes
today.
Less. Mm. Or at least that's what they tell me. And it makes me feel good about myself. I don't see McDonald's saying that. They probably kill like every like three whales every time they cook a chicken nugget. You know what I mean? Like,
look.
Pero, o sea, el punto es de que tú y yo de perdida le echamos un poquito de ganas. I mean,
le echamos ganas.
You compost, man, for crying out loud, dude.
Thank you for acknowledging my composting.
You compost. At first, I wasn't sure about it. I was like, okay, you want me
What were you not sure about?
Okay, because at first no teníamos un bin de compost.
Uh-huh.
Okay, primeramente.
Sí.
Nomás teníamos like two jars and you were telling me toda tu crap que vas a tirar.
No es toda tu crap, Jesse.
Well, 99% of your crap. Lo que es los banana peels.
Tus like fichas, no.
Like eggshells. All the things that are like gonna come decomposed, right?
Decompose.
Decompose. Like, échalo aquí en esta jarrita. And I was like, what for? And you're like, because I'm gonna make something out of it. And I was like, no, babe, it smells nasty. I'm not gonna have it here. So at first I was like, that's weird, dude. Why are you gonna be throwing like rotten eggs to your soil? That's
disgusting. Was it rotten eggs?
When I thought of compost, I thought it was my house was going to smell like rotten eggs. You no sabía.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sí, you no sabía.
Es una misconception.
Sí. So like, you know.
Like Nana was telling me that Ozzy wants to start composting, pero que no lo hacían porque Blanca, por lo mismo, like, ew, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And now Ozzy's composting.
So when you got the bin, you know, we got the bin and you started dumping it out. Y pasaron los meses and now we saw your first batch of compost. I was very pleasantly surprised.
Were you?
I was because fui y lo li. Y olía a
no,
soil.
No huele. Huh?
Huele a soil.
Yes. Earth.
Huele a tierrita.
Andale.
And I was like.
La cosa es, that's when you know when you're doing it right. Ajá, hello. Sorry.
Yeah, that was my biggest thing. I was like, órale, o sea, it doesn't. I thought it was going to smell like crap, dude. Yo pensaba que iba a oler bien feo. Like, yo pensaba que iba a ser como que, like, the worst experience ever. Y, like, lo abriste. Y así como que, like. Oh, okay, tierrita. Okay, I can get down with this.
Yeah.
You know, like, so, come on. That's how much we try. Like, you're out there making your own organic soil and compost for your plant and your gardens. And
it's fertilizer for your soil. Yes.
It's beautiful, dude.
You think it's beautiful?
I really do think it's beautiful.
If you want any composting tips, please go follow Thirsty and Thriving.
Yeah.
And there's a video of how I did the compost.
Yeah. Do you have it on a reel or is it on a story?
It is on a reel, bro.
I'm telling you, dude. So, lo más para darles una idea. That's how pro-green Jessica and I are. Now, are we perfect? No.
No.
I will be perfectly honest with you guys. Hold on. let me rephrase that, okay?
Sí, por favor.
Hay ocasiones que a veces saco el recycle, pero no salgo con zapatos. Y la basura está por las piedritas y está más cerca el bote de basura que el bote del recycle.
So we need to switch that.
So a veces.
Ah, no, then you're going to throw the trash into the recycle.
Every full moon, like every blue moon, digamos.
Oh my God, are you serious? Yo me esmero tanto.
Every blue
moon. Tú me ves, Jesse.
I'm in a judgment-free zone. I read the labels. I am in a judgment-free zone.
I cut off the plastic that is not recyclable, but the bote is recyclable off the thing.
You are
recyclable. I clean the cans.
Don't trash shame me. You're trash shaming me right now.
Es que, mira, si no lo vas a hacer bien, entonces, ¿para qué me esmero tanto?
Estoy diciendo que, like, no quiero que la gente piense que nosotros somos, like, los santos de recycling. I'm just saying que somos humanos a fin del día y de vez en cuando salgo descalzo y no me quiero yo hacer impale mis piernas o mis patas en las piedras, a veces pongo...
Julie, did you hear that? El Jesse siempre anda descalzo, sale para afuera, no se pone chanclas.
I just don't want to get my
feet hurt. Julie is Jesse's mom. Oíste, suegra. So el Jesse sale sin chanclas todo el tiempo.
Pongo el cartón de leche en la basura. I've done it sometimes. Discúlpenme. I'm human, okay? The point is that we try the grand majority of the
time.
It's
okay, because you nunca saques el bote de todos modos para que se lo lleve.
No se me olvida.
Hoy pasó el recycle y no lo sacamos.
Estaba tan enojado con ese guy. This guy needs to pick a schedule, man. Like, you know, he is so unpredictable. No sé cuándo va a llegar.
Este señor, es el mismo señor.
No, it's got to be a new one, man. It's got to be a new one.
Yo no sé qué está pasando con ese señor. A veces llega a las 7 de la mañana, a veces no llega hasta las 2 de la tarde.
Yeah.
I don't know your schedule, sir.
I'm not used to this type of unstable relationship. You know,
welcome to my life.
I've always like lived in a very communicative, open, honest, you know, tipo de relación. Y esta persona como que me da ansiedad porque no sé a qué horas va a llegar. No
welcome
sé,
to my
no
life.
No sé qué esperar de esta persona. I don't know what they want from me. Yeah. Like, ¿me quiere listo tempranito o me quiere listo más tarde? Like, no sé qué horas va a pasar.
Y da coraje porque dices, oh, hoy lo hice temprano we're home all day.
Ándale.
We're home all day. And it's like, no ha llegado.
I got up.
¿Qué se cree este señor? No ha llegado.
Me levanté. I got done up. Me puse chanclas, mm-hmm. you know, for you. I got ready for you. ¿Y dónde estás?
I'm just like, I put on a bra to walk outside for you.
¿Y dónde estás?
Exactly.
Eso es un malagradecido esta persona, man. I'm telling you.
Sí.
Esto.
Pero know. Honestly, like, cuando pasa y lo sacamos y no lo pusimos, like, on the opposite side of the street.
That opposite side of the street, let me tell you, man, that is like the walk of shame. Ahí voy yo, sí. y luego para la casa del vecino para ponerlo en el otro lado.
No, buenos días, don Juan. Here we are again. Dame chanceta.
But the point is, again, you know, el punto y el objetivo is that we're people that try to, you know, be green. Now, is this something, this is interesting, like, when it comes to recycling, mm-hmm. have you always been the recycling type?
I didn't know that I was doing it, but like...
What is your first memory of being like mindful of, you know, let's say, not just say not only recycling, but let's say mindful of not wasting, you know, the almost resources such as like, you know, la energía, la luz, el agua, you know, trash, not throwing...
Or, ¿me vas a dejar hablar o qué?
You know, I'm just, I want a memory. Dame una memoria. A ver, espérate, vamos a ponerte una rola así como que para la memoria. ¿Qué te va?
Oh, Simón. I think that the majority of Mexican households... It's like a cardinal, is that the word? Cardinal sin? Mm. It's like a cardinal sin to move the thermostat.
Like move it how? Like from one location to the other?
No, bro.
Okay.
Cambiar la temperatura de la casa.
Oh, moverle el little thingy.
Tú no sabes qué es eso porque tus papás te dejaban ponerla a 70, mm-hmm. the AC. Mm-hmm. My dad, nobody. I never touched a thermostat until we had a house. And even then, I was like, ¿cómo se hace esto? Y tú eras el que lo cambiaba. Mm-hmm. Yo jamás, y yo renegaba porque tenía frío, tenía calor, well, mostly frío, tenía frío. But in my mind, it was like, I'm not allowed.
Es que no puedo, you guys.
Déjale, hablo a mi mamá para pedirle permiso si puedo cambiar mi thermostat. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just like so beaten, not beaten, like nunca nos pegaron. Pero, like that, you know? Pero I was just like, in my mind, like, you don't do that. You don't move the thermostat.
But did you understand that it was a form of not being wasteful, or did you just saw it like as this rule?
Like, yo, no entendía realmente por qué. Mm. Because pues, no entendía like biles and stuff like that. I was little, you know. But y luego en nuestra casa like nunca tirabas las cáscaras de huevo ni las cáscaras de plátano. Like, no, that was like set aside for my mom. My mom. Was composting without mm-hmm. me really realizing it because she always had a garden. Pero pues ella hacía compost como a lo, you know, free. No tenía un bin como yo. Ella nomás pues lo tiraba. And si había mañanas como que like olía feo. So it wasn't always like correct because it's not supposed to smell. And if it's smelling, it's releasing gases that are not really good for you. Pero sí, like, my mom was always like that. Y luego, no teníamos secadora. So, secábamos afuera en, ¿cómo se dice? Clothing line?
Los tendederos.
Ajá, My mom tenía tendederos, so siempre tendíamos afuera.
Well, so, this is something that, like, you know, tú siempre hacías, pero, por ejemplo, yo cuando pregunto, what was my first memory of me being self, or conscious, que digamos, mm-hmm. of not trying to be wasteful. My earliest memory, se me olvida que tantos años tenía, pero sé que vivíamos en las trailas, en la mesa verde. So, I must have been like, what, 5, 6 years, digamos, algo así.
Y, I don't know, bro. You said that you were 5 when you were living in Mexico.
Pues también, pero es que shortly after nos fuimos para la mesa verde.
Ah, okay.
So, digamos que shortly after that, estaba en la mesa verde, uh-huh. and I was watching el Canal 5, estaba mirando lo que era Plaza Sésamo, because Plaza Sésamo is the best, bro. I never watched Sesame Street.
How do you remember these things?
I never watched Sesame Street, but Plaza Sésamo was bomb, dude. That's
I never watched either or.
When I saw Big Bird in yellow, I was like, why is Big Bird yellow? Big Bird is green, bro. Like, you know, like, anyways. Oh. So, yeah, Plaza Sésamo, el bird is green.
Oh, but, no sé.
Yeah, no sé si, like, I don't know if he's meant to look like an águila or a parrot, but anyways, he's green. That's what I'm saying.
In true Mexican fashion, it was a ripoff.
I remember, like, well, one of these things at Plaza Sésamo, me acuerdo de que estaba, how to say, carro, ¿verdad?
Coche, automóvil.
Uno decía eso, decía carro. Y otro decía, no, es coche. Y lo decía, no, es carro, no, es coche. And then the third guy comes over and he says, automobil. Mm. I was like, whoa. Anyways, there's this one scene, this one bit where this kid goes, and it's like an animated, but that's like a cartoon. Va y se está lavando las manos el chamaco este. He's washing his hands, and down the street, digamos, there's like a little lake. The water that this kid is using to wash his hands is coming from the lake. And the fish that's living there gets really scared because his water is depleting.
Aww.
So like he starts swimming back and forth the fish. He's like flipping out, ¿verdad? And the kid deja el agua corriendo, corriendo, corriendo. So the fish, he has enough. Agarra el teléfono. Okay, it's a cartoon. Okay, guys. Began, what? How is that possible? Okay, it's Plaza Sésamo. Relájense. He calls the kid, le llama a la casa, and he said, hey, I'm about to drown or, you know, run out of water. And the kid's like,
wait, yeah. Huh? A fish doesn't drown.
A fish was about to suffocate because he was about to run out of water.
Okay.
So el pescado le llama al chamaco, le dicen, hey, ya cierra la llave.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid closes it. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And like, termina con el fish like having barely just enough water.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay, ya no desperdices agua. And I was like, oh my God. Imagínate, I was like 6, 7 years old, right? And I was like, oh my God. Si tiro agua, voy a matar a los pescados, bro.
Oh, and you love
I don't want to. I don't want to kill fish.
You
I don't want to
love the animals.
I don't want to kill Free Willy. You know, like, no quiero matarlos, yo. Like, I want to help them. So that's when I became conscious of, I have to make sure that we take care of this planet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I got in my parents' butt about everything. About wasting water.
You
about,
did?
Yeah. I mean, no estoy diciendo que, like, obviously no usamos any type of waste. We use resources. But we try to be mindful of how many resources we use.
Yeah.
So, es lo que estoy diciendo yo, ¿verdad? Y es algo que nosotros como mexicanos, I think we innately do. En cierta manera. Now, for example, plastic bags.
Oh, yeah.
My family was the best when it comes to plastic bags.
How?
Teníamos all the plastic bags. No tirábamos absolutamente ninguna.
¿Y para qué o qué?
Bueno, había múltiples usos. Uno era para, por ejemplo, para el, you know, to collect the toilet paper. We would put them in the bathroom.
Ah, sí.
So that would be one. También a veces era mi lunch bag. And I didn't want to get those confused. You know, it's like uno era para una cosa y otra para otra. Pero, you know, a veces tiraba like my lunch there.
Mm-hmm.
Así que, you know, I feel like nosotros como mexicanos, we've always been the type that repurposed things. Mi nana always had all kinds of things that, like, you know, tenía una can, una lata, and there was something completely different inside of that, what that lata was saying.
Of course.
Así que, you know, es algo que nosotros...
You think the butter is the butter?
No.
The butter's never has butter.
Never has butter.
What is it? The country, no sé qué, dice el bin.
El country crock o algo así?
Sí.
Ándale, that butter thing? Yeah, it's never butter. So no. It's usually frijoles.
Son frijoles.
Yeah, siempre. What is it about that? What is it about the Mexicans and their innate ability to make anything in Tupperware?
I don't know, man. Tú no me dejas.
No.
Es horrible esto. Me estás quitando mi cultura.
No es que se esté quitando mi cultura. Primeramente, we don't know if these things are BPA free, first of all.
I don't think they are.
Are they air sealed? You know, do they pass?
No, o sea, nosotros tenemos nuestro topper, you know?
Sí.
We have our glass Tupperware. Tupper?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tupperware. Pero no, de chiquita, it was like you just never knew what you were going to get, you know? It was like abrías algo and it was like, oh. Hay frijoles, hay salsa, the huevos con weenie left over from the morning before, the chilaquiles from the morning before. And mi mamá siempre hacía, congelaba cosas también in different things. So it was like, is this carne con chile? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just, you just had to defrost it and see what happens.
My mom. Yeah. Cuando da su salsa roja, siempre nos las da en una...
Nescafé.
En un Nescafé.
Mm-hmm.
The little jar de Nescafé.
Pero es de vidrio, ¿eh?
Es de vidrio.
Es de vidrio.
Okay, so what's the rule? ¿De vidrio se vale?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
People are more...
It's not plastic.
I can see how I would be more comfortable repurposing cosas de vidrio que cosas de plastic.
Whatever, dude. Whatever.
No, espérate. No empieces. I know what you're going to say. And the reason why I feel more comfortable with plastic is because if we reheat plastic, we don't know what chemicals
we don't are. Even have a microwave.
Cuando teníamos microwave.
Pues sí, cierto.
Cuando teníamos microondas, ¿siste? Okay? I am trying to prevent cancer entre tú y yo.
In a microwave?
In a microwave, yes.
the microwave already causes cancer, no?
No, it doesn't. However, all the times that I've heated a maruchan in the microwave, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get cancer off of that. Because we're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to throw maruchan in the microwave. Yo digo que no me gusta poner plásticos and reheating them because we don't know what, you know,
what was occurring.
Entre esos.
So ese es el
dilema. El dilema. Vidrio, glass, I can see how it's more sanitary. Pero
qué, Jesse?
You go overboard, dude. I had to put a stop with you. I was like, okay, look.
My mom would be so sad at me for who I've become.
You have enough glass. You have enough bottles. You have enough containers.
Es que era como que, like, no se tiran esas cosas, you know?
No, your mom, it's so funny because siempre que tu mamá nos va a dar algo, I have no idea en qué va a venir.
Sí.
You know, así como que, like, hey, mijo, aquí te va unos frijoles in an apricot jar. Así como que, you know, yeah. Aquí está una capirotada in a peanut butter and jelly jar. Así como que, like, what?
Dude, yeah, it's just...
Oh, y se la regresas, ¿eh? Pobre de ti que no se la regreses.
Ay, te estoy diciendo, Jesse, es que esas cosas no se tiran.
Es un plástico de Crisco from 1973.
Do you think that my mom throws away the takeout containers?
Wait, which ones?
Like the Panda?
Shut up. She has Panda containers?
I've seen it. I don't think she goes to Panda. She doesn't like Panda Express and stuff like that. But I have seen like that. Que como que the lid is sturdier than most lids, you know?
Okay.
And it's like, it's repurposeful. She can reuse it.
How long does she keep like digamos que agarra una soda del Jack in the Box? How long does she keep that cup for?
Mi mamá no toma soda.
Pero okay.
Te pasas.
Let's say de que llega alguien con una soda y que llegue con ese vaso.
¿El vaso?
Yeah, you know the plastic ones that you get from fast food restaurants?
Not like that kind of thing.
Okay, so that's the line.
I don't know if that's the line, but I'm just telling you.
Oh, it's probably because your parents didn't get a lot of fast food in the first place.
No, not really.
Okay. Pero everything else, I've seen your mom ha sacado like, nos va a dar algo, and it's usually a butter container, or I've seen her do it with a yogurt container.
Oh, yeah. Yogurt container.
Yeah, como ese, el big one de Yoplait.
Yoplait.
You know, ahí nos da, like, the whole, like, siempre cuando nos va a dar leftovers, va en un Yoplait, you know? Like, ahí va.
Mm. It doesn't happen often, guys, but she does. That's the thing, like, cuando viví ahí, like, no tiras nada. And so when I got married to you, I was like...
Well, who else did you get married to? You sound so surprised there.
Así como que, like, you don't throw that away, especially if it's glass. I was keeping, like, the Jell-O jars. I was keeping, like... Just any bottle, glass bottle, any mason jar looking type of thing. I was keeping everything. And then you're just like, why do we need all this good stuff? And yo, porque nunca sabes.
Nunca sé qué. Like, what's going to happen here?
Y no es como que yo cocinaba así como like a montones. No aprendí a hacer salsa hasta recientemente. So it's kind of like, it was an irrational thing.
It's not like you were pickling things.
Exactly. But es que en mi mente es como que like, no, Jesse, eso no se hace.
I appreciate
for me to throw away something
sí.
And to like también la comida, like desperdiciar comida, it was like really hard because we didn't do that growing up.
I do appreciate that though. I do appreciate the gesture and the intention that comes behind it, de que para qué tirarlo si lo podemos volver a usar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, algo que me gustaba en México que me acordaba son las botellas retornables, right?
¿De qué?
Retornables.
¿Así se dice?
Así se decían. I think so.
¿Qué es eso?
Returnable.
Oh.
Así que, I think I'm saying this correctly.
Oh, okay. Como la fresca, la manzanita, la Coca-Cola, like you can take it back, ¿no?
Sí, you can take it back.
I don't know about COVID now. Do they actually sanitize us?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, you've always done it. That's always been the intention. It's the intention. The way that it's set up in Mexico, y me acuerdo because cuando estaba viviendo con Lucía, teníamos una señora que se llamaba Delia.
¿Vivías con Lucía?
Sí, well, she was my babysitter.
Oh, okay. So, cuando like, te cuidaba Lucía.
Cuando me cuidaba Lucía, me acuerdo que I would go to the señora that had like her little abarrotes, right?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, she had somebody with the Coke, you know, transportation system. Llegaban los vatos de la Coca-Cola and they would deliver la soda, ¿verdad?
Uh-huh.
Pues cuando ellos hacían deliver la soda, se llevaban las botellas con ellos.
Uh-huh.
So...
And this was like a...
Nestle's crates, right?
Ándale.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I've always seen that, mm-hmm. de que we bottles are meant to be reused. Yeah. So, me imagino que culturally nosotros, you know, we see bottles and we think of, okay, well, then we can reuse them.
Yeah, for sure you can.
Sí, pero ya es un límite como que, like, okay, we have like too many
bottles. Llegué a un límite que ya no había como like enough counter or cabinet space. Y así como que like, okay, that's right. I need to stop this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but now we have like a little... Now, algo que... That intention, though, of you trying to recycle is what inspired me to try to be more mindful because I wasn't always as mindful.
Yeah.
Por ejemplo, nosotros, you know, in our house, we were big on platos desechables.
Water bottles
y platos desechables.
Yeah, dude.
Y a mí me encantaba because I didn't have to wash. I didn't have to clean. Mm-hmm. Lo más los tiraba and you were done with it. Pero no, that's not okay. Like, I mean, you know, I can understand in big parties and occasions and things like that. Mm-hmm. Pero I would do it every day. Even when we got married, that's the first thing that I introduced to our house. I was every day sacaba un plato desechable. Mm-hmm. Every day lo sacaba, you know, every day. And I don't know at qué punto nos cayó el 20, but there was a point they were like, you know, and I know it was with you. You were like, okay, dude, we can wash these. You know, we can get regular plates.
I was just like, okay, si yo no puedo colectar jars, then we need to level it out here a little bit, you know? Mm-hmm. Y si yo, no sé si mi mamá lo hacía like to be conscious, pero conscious, mm-hmm. pero nunca le gustó los desechables.
No.
Like, ¿cuándo has comido desechables at my parents' house?
No.
No. It's like, and she doesn't care. She'll wash the dishes. She never really asks us to do the dishes. Pero mi mamá siempre así como que like, ay, indesechable. Like, no. So it always felt like nice porque it's like you have nice plates. Use your nice plates. Mm-hmm. Don't wait for a special occasion. Like, those are your plates and use them, you know? Mm-hmm. Obviously, like, mi mamá lo agarró la Goodwill, you know what I'm saying? Like, she doesn't have nice plates because they're expensive. She has nice plates because, you know, she likes to use de vidrio every single time. Mm-hmm. But she doesn't shun it, you know. She has paper plates for certain occasions. But so then when I met you guys, I was just like, why is there so much? Like, I understood why. And then later on, I was like, oh, wait, like, this is excessive. Because you can't, I mean, it's already soiled. Like, you can't really recycle it. Right. You have to throw it away.
Mm-hmm. Y así que, you know, at first it took me some adjusting para acostumbrarme a eso, pero now I'm glad we do. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that we, you know, no usamos water bottles. We have a case of water bottles for emergencies.
Yep.
We have it stacked as an emergency use thing. Mm-hmm. Pero no usamos water
bottles. And when we go camping and when we go to the river and like things like that, se prestan, you know, se prestan, pero no, I cut off water bottles.
So like our everyday?
No.
No, tenemos agua aquí. We use our reusable ones.
Yeah.
And you know, with bags, we started doing that también. We started using reusable
bags.
Hey,
have you seen how Starbucks is going to start reusing?
No, how are they going to do it?
I saw it on TikTok. It was like a Starbucks ad, like a legit like Starbucks ad. It wasn't like someone working at Starbucks talking about it. Mm-hmm. It's like a no ha empezado, que yo entendí, pero they're going to try to make it like that they're going to give you a cup that you can drink.
Okay.
And then you return it.
Oh.
And then they're going to sanitize it.
Okay.
And then reuse it.
Oh. Like.
Así como las botellas.
Pero me imagino like when you're there, ¿verdad? Not to go.
No, yeah. There's an incentive for you to return it.
Oh, they want you to come back.
Mm, pues también.
That's pretty smart. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they want you to come back.
But they're like trying to. Porque ya es que ya no podemos llevar our own.
Sí.
Because of COVID. So they're trying to find a different way to do it. And then like avocado, they're recycling avocado pits. Mm-hmm. Not Starbucks, but like in general, people. Mm-hmm. I saw one que like the U.S. consumed, I don't know how many millions of avocados last year. So now they're trying to find they found a way to recycle the pit into spoons and chopsticks y cositas así.
Me da gusto that there's more initiatives to this, you know. Y acuérdense, si están escuchando este podcast hoy en jueves, it is Earth Day. So I think it's a good time to not only talk about this, but also, you know, maybe take some actions that will help you be a bit more mindful about the environment that we're living in. You know, because lo más tenemos uno, and I know that we're not going to solve all the issues, but if we can do a little bit on our end, why not? ¿Por qué no? You know, I saw some articles here that saying, what can you do on Earth Day? And there were some pretty cool ideas here.
Yeah, like what?
Like, for example, if your commuting is simple, you know, and if it's viable for you to, you know, commute via walking or biking, you know, try it.
You know? Doesn't Jim do that? And then he's like,
super sweaty and whatnot. I know, because El Nevimos is like super hot. I'm not saying like, you know, expose yourself and like put yourself in dehydration, but you know, si se puede, absolutely, that's cool. Or if you can carpool, you know, that would be cool too. Creating a recycling bin if you don't have one, or at least at the very least, don't be that guy que no los pone donde no deben, o sea, como yo. That would be something. Growing something is one of the tips, and I think that you do that.
Oh my god, how cool!
Take the time to grow something, and I'll be the first one to say, you guys, and I've said this already before, pero lo voy a decir otra vez. I was always the guy que no me importaba tanto the veggies, you know, because typical boy mexicano que decía nah.
Yo quiero carne.
Pero now seeing them grow and seeing them like, oh, okay, cool. Oh, this is ours. Oh, okay, lo pruebo. We had nopales from our own nopal spot. What do you call that? From our own nopal tree.
Tu huerta de nopales. Mi huerta. De dos. Si es más, if it's plural, you got a huerta.
Tengo una nopalera acá afuerita. And we tried nopales from the first time from our own little nopal tree branch or twig or whatever it is. I can't think of the term, pero
the plant,
it was delicious.
Yeah, I'm happy you enjoyed them,
and it was ours.
Yeah,
you grew that.
Yes, we did.
We had that. That's beautiful.
Bueno, yo lo regué, tú no regas nada,
pero... no, yo no hice nada, but you know, yo disfruté de la cosecha esa. And it made me really appreciate it. Así que that's beautiful, you guys. You know, if you haven't done that, you know,
sabes que te va a ayudar a apreciarlo aún más.
A ver, dime,
si limpias tú el nopal next time.
¿Lo voy a limpiar yo?
Sí.
He limpiado los frijoles.
No, dude. ¿Sabes qué es limpiar un nopal?
Sí, pues quitarle las espinitas, sí. ¿Verdad? Pues con un potato peeler de volada.
No.
¿No?
No, al rato te enseño.
¿Sas? ¿Tú vas a enseñar? Little things like that are going to really go a long way when it comes to, you know, how to be mindful in things, you know, and there's a lot more, like, for example, there's earthday.org, but, you know, we're not saying that go and do something crazy, but planning something will definitely help. Riding your bike will definitely be help. And, you know, one tip that I really like is let your voice be heard. So if you have a platform and you can share that, you know, reminder to people, why not? You know, that's what we're doing today. Así que just encouraging those, if you can do a little, it goes a long way. Así que that's what we do, at least, or that's what we try to 95% of the time, unless I'm walking descalzo afuera. Don't judge me, babe. You're straight up judging me.
I'm allowed. You married me.
I think that we're going in the right track so far. Ya tenemos solar. We have more energy efficient items. Tenemos energy efficient lighting. Tenemos, you know, energy efficient appliances. Tenemos energy efficient, you know, electronic systems. Now we need is an energy efficient car. We need a Tesla.
Yeah. That is what that we would need. Be nice.
That would be really, really nice.
Not the truck, though.
I would like to know, los que están escuchando, what do you guys have done regarding to recycling, repurposing, or just overall being mindful? Have you guys tried composting? Have you guys tried cutting back on water bottles? Have you tried having your own little garden? ¿Qué han hecho? I know there's a lot of you that have started, you know, some of these things, but we would like to know. Así que reach out to us. Let us know qué pasos están tomando ustedes regarding taking care of our environment, our little planet. At least until Mars is ready for us to go. Bueno, y como siempre, everyone, thank you all for listening to
The 50-50.
And that was it para nuestro episodio of the 50-50 Spanish podcast. Esa es la neta. Tenemos que nosotros salvar el planeta.
Honestly, yo pensé que me ibas a preguntar more about my garden. I'm kind of sad that we didn't talk about my garden.
This wasn't a garden episode. It was a recycling episode.
I want to talk about what happened today.
What happened today?
What happened today?
What happened today?
How dare you?
Was it what happened today or what happened yesterday? Because they're listening to this tomorrow.
No. Earlier right now today.
Earlier right now yesterday.
No, today.
Lo que las personas están escuchando, they're listening to this the next day, acuérdate.
And when will then be now?
Soon. ¿Qué pasó? I know what happened.
We got our first little sight of a tomato coming out.
A little tomato.
We have... Tenemos 6 cherry tomatoes and 6 San Diego tomatoes. And I think this was a cherry tomato.
Eat those turnips?
I do.
They're turning up, bro.
They are getting a little wild. I need to check.
I
need to pull them out. My radishes.
That mean rad?
Los carrots are coming in.
There's something cool for carrots.
The beets, como que...
They slap?
Nah.
Do they slap?
No. They sprouted y como que se están secando.
Oh, they're dry beets?
I don't know si los sprinklers no les está dando suficiente agua. No sé qué está pasando. It's okay porque last season I had a lot and I'm like, I'm kind of beat out. I'm fine.
We have to do a whole gardening episode of it. I would love that. Okay.
Can I be there?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, cool. I'll invite you.
Are we going to talk about what inspired this episode? Because I really want to.
Yes, please. Let's do it.
So I was on TikTok. As
every good story starts that way.
As every unemployed person. I was on TikTok. And I've reached like Mexican TikTok, which is a heck of a time. Uh-huh. Y estaba una muchacha en la cocina con su mamá y abrió el refri. And the lady had reused a candle. De esas candles que viene el jar y luego tiene like the lid with the plastic seal under it.
Sí, sí, sí.
So, like, you know, like the Walmart ones have that, like the Gold Canyon ones have that. Mm-hmm. Pero la señora le había quitado como like the label y obviamente el wax,
sí,
¿no?
Sí, lo limpió.
Sí, cleared it all out, fine, you know? But she had salsa in there, bro.
Dude.
And the daughter takes it out. She's like, ¡Amá, no manches! ¡Le echaste salsa! And she's like, ¿y? ¿Eh? ¿Qué tira?
I like the comments que decía, like, salsa with the hint of lavender.
Andale, yes, that was the first comment. It was hilarious. I was like, okay, my mom has never done that.
¿Quiénes son los nacos que están haciendo eso? ¿Quién posiblemente puede ser tal nakura? Jessica goes off and, like, shares it with her whole family and saying, oh my gosh, you guys, get a load of this. This is next level nakadas.
I was just like, whoa, this is extreme. Like, why would you do that to a candle jar? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Y yo, jijiji, jajaja, se los mandé a mis hermanas. And I'm like, you guys, like, whoa, this is mom status. But our mom has never really done that. Mm-mm. Unless I haven't seen it. Y que me va mandando mi hermana un video of her house.
With the candle.
Oh my goodness. She had 3 on her counter with her coffee essentials. 3 of them.
No puede ser, dude.
Que me imagino que era like powdered, I think it was sugar and like the coffee and this and that. And I was just like, no es cierto, dude. You don't know. She's like, I only do it with dry things. I'm like, no, pues ya, full throttle. Échale los frijoles, la salsa.
Don't stop.
Don't stop. Go, baby. For it. Like, you ya empezaste. Ahora, go big or go home. And she's like, no, I only do dry things. I'm not going to put salsa. And I was like, oh my gosh.
She gave us a tour. I like the tour.
She inspired this episode, so.
Yeah, no. Espérate. What's funny is when she was like saying, don't judge me. And we thought those 3 things were pretty wild. Y lo que saca el matcha, bro. Saca el matcha out of nowhere. I was like, ¿dónde vino el matcha?
The matcha powder was in there.
El matcha bien machina allá arriba de la candle. She had it in a candle jar. No manches.
So, needless to say, my sister inspired this podcast.
Thank you for inspiring this podcast. You really got us thinking of like, man, is this something, what is it about us that we see, especially ustedes and your family? What is it about your family that que ven un vidrito y dicen, you're going to stay with me forever?
Yeah, dude. Está bueno, sirve, funciona. Okay, tú con las boxes.
¿Cuáles boxes?
You're like, this is a good box.
It's a good box.
I'm not going to throw it away. But I might need it for something.
Okay. But I'm talking about boxes that I buy like an electronic equipment in. Let's say like, I might want to sell that or when we move or something, I want to use it in the same box because it's a nice box.
Throw away the box.
Throw away your jars.
I have. Well, I've then, changed for you.
Está muy bien. I'll change soon.
Sí, ponte chanclas.
And everybody, thank you all for listening to Lo Que Es The 50/50. If you enjoyed it, check out our website, the50fifty.com, which is also the main homepage of our media business, The 50/50 Media. Ahí mismo, you'll be able to see the consulting services that we offer, the professional services that we offer, from podcasting, and that's podcasting catered to you. Si ocupas editing, you know, help, we can help with that. Si ocupas ayuda en how to start one from scratch, what hardware to use, what software to use, we can help with that. Si ocupas alguien to, like, even produce the whole thing, we can help with that. That is actually what I would say my forte is. But we also provide more services that are available for you, such as voiceovers, commercial photography, videography, content writing, and branding. Así que feel free to check out our website. There you'll also find our podcast and our blogs, and then check out our Instagram, the50.com. That's THE.50FIFTY.
We always get the dot and the dash.
Siempre me los confundo, the dots and the dash. Pero, hey, that's it. That was our episode. Go plant something. Go recycle something. Go, you know.
Hug a tree.
Go hug a tree. Comete una ensalada. Is that part of Earth Day? ¿Te comes una ensalada?
I don't know. I mean, it can.
Comete una ensalada. Comete un cabbage. Comete un repollo. Y como siempre, everybody, thank you all for listening to
The 50-50.